Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along.
Thanks for getting up on your Saturday morning.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
With all of us here at Rosie on the house.
Times before.
Good morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name. And I'm the only man I know to blame. But I'm living. I'm happy and I'm free.
All right. That's the mood we want to get y'all going with here this fine Arizona Saturday morning. Good morning. We're going to be talking about some shopping tips here in the 7 o'clock hour. If there's anything on that topic you'd like to visit with us about, you're welcome to join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. You know, it's always been, we started this about 5-6 years ago, maybe even be a little longer ago than that. We were kind of in the very, very, very depth of our Great Recession here in Arizona. Real estate had absolutely bottomed out. And we came up with the idea after a couple classes I attended and people I'd met to try and focus people on, instead of leaving Arizona with their staycation, their vacations, to refocus that energy and get to know the great state of Arizona and stay local. And the more I studied how much money can just be regenerated over and over and over again by people just staying home, staying close, exploring this great state of Arizona and spending their money locally, the power that could be in bringing Arizona back quicker than maybe any of the other states that would be dragging behind while people were fleeing out. So we became very focused on local shopping, local buying. Well, that fits perfectly into today's event.
It does. You know what today is?
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Now, that was started by American Express back in 2010. And if you'll go to americanexpress.com, there's a tab, Find Small Businesses. That will open another tab where you plug in your zip code. We'll open another tab where you actually put the store type. So put camping goods or flowers or gift baskets in there, and they'll show you which small businesses are in your immediate vicinity that you can go to and support the local small business owner.
Now, that search engine is a little bit limited, because in order to be on that search engine, you have to be the vendor has to be a member of American Express. They have to take an American Express card. But there are other search engines that are very wonderful that you can use. One would be Local First AZ.
Sure.
LocalFirstAZ.com. We talk about them often.
All the time.
Yeah. And you just go in there and all the things listed. You put your zip code again. It lists lots of local. Anybody who's a member of Local First is listed there. There's another one called Manta. .com, M-A-N-T-A.com. You didn't like that one as well, but if you put a broader search in there, like just shops or whatever, it'll show you a lot of things in your local area.
Well, quite frankly, I was a little disappointed with all the directories that we tried, because the first thing I would type in would be my zip code, and then I would type in camping supplies. And you know what? There just aren't, I would like to know if there are any small, locally owned camping supply stores. I mean, the
big boxes have kind of,
the market's completely dominated by three big box names here in the valley. And, you know, I don't know. It's not like the days of the old Poplar Surplus stores, you know? Remember those?
Well, I worked there.
That's right. Yes, you did.
A branch of Yellow Front. Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of the same feeling.
So as we search these search engines and as we focus our family shopping on trying to find gifts that apply to Arizona in our gift shopping, we've stumbled across some kind of we want to share with y'all some of the favorites we've stumbled across.
We do. I just want to tell you, you don't even need to grab a pen, because if you go to our website, on the very front page, on the right-hand side there, you'll see some blue links, and one of them is Local Arizona Gifts for the Holidays. We've included the search engines on there, the ones we've mentioned, plus there's a whole Made in America section you can go to, and that's another search engine. MadeInUSAForever.com that you can use.
I'll start.
You'll start?
Yep.
Okay.
Arizona Highways Subscriptions. I send them to probably about 20 of my family members all over the country and to my kids that are out of the country. And last year, one of my cousins accidentally didn't get renewed. And he actually
called. You heard about it?
Yeah, he actually called and complained. Said, hey, what happened? You know, I quit getting my Arizona highways. So, boy, there's no better way to introduce your relative. You know, some people would call it cruel to be sending Arizona Highway subscriptions to a relative
people
in Duluth.
People say or Minneapolis.
Minneapolis,
where it's 14
yes.
degrees this morning.
14 degrees this morning in Minneapolis. But Arizona Highway's gift subscriptions for the whole year, they think of you every single time a new edition comes in the mail.
Well, they also, and Arizona Highways has their own little catalog of wonderful usually kind of Indian trend, some Navajo wedding pots. You could buy all kinds of jewelry and turquoise and things. Very local Arizona flavor with those products as well. But that brings up another way to find gifts, and that is to get a magazine from your local area. Phoenix area, we have greenlivingaz.com.
Yes.
They have a whole spread in the middle of local first products.
Yes.
It's a great magazine to give as well as to use for a resource. You look through the ads and find local people advertise in local magazines.
And that's a locally produced magazine focusing on sustainability.
Yeah, just a reasonable level of sustainability that everybody can do. I like the magazine a lot. If you're in Southern Arizona, Edible Baja has become one of my favorite magazines of all time. And you can get that free, but if you want to make sure you get a copy, you subscribe, and it's worth it. And you get a little edible card that gives you discounts on local areas, and it is full of amazing places to eat, and it tells stories of farmers. The magazine itself has real paper. It's not just that slick stuff. I mean, it's a treat. I feel like I'm getting a visit with a friend when I sit down with one of those magazines. Those are fun. And then what else we have? We have Prescott Women's.
Yes. Prescott Woman absolutely is another great locally produced publication to be filled with locally owned operations.
Mm-hmm. And then Flagstaff also has a couple really good magazines. Sorry, they're not right here on my notes. But Flagstaff Life Magazine and the Mountain Living Magazine, both great okay. magazines that make you want to go up and see the mountains.
Well, those are all areas we travel to a lot. Some of the times when we travel, in our travels, y'all are going to be actually up in Prescott next week.
That's right.
For the courthouse lighting mm-hmm. event. We'll be broadcasting from the Jersey Lily Saloon, as we always do. It's our annual tradition. And when we're up there, we never don't walk the square and start picking up our holiday gifts. And one of the ones we found last year was that Spice Traveler shop right mm-hmm. there on Gurley Street.
I had to drag you out of that one.
I tell you what, if you're there, it's right there on the corner of Gurley and Montezuma. And if you just get their smoked pepper, it's whole peppercorns that they have smoked. And you want to put that on some a fresh salmon filet with a little rosemary? I tell you, it makes it magical. So the smoked pepper, they also have the smoked sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got hundreds, but those are the two that I've bought that when now we make sure are always in the pantry. And that's the Spice Traveler in Prescott. And then you've got that little bakery you like. What is it, Pangea
Bakery?
Pangea Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Go to their website. They have a few gluten-free things, but they're a full-blown bakery, beautiful cakes and Danish and anything that you want to get to make your holidays easier. Lovely, lovely pastries.
And cakes. You can order a holiday cake, mm-hmm. a birthday cake, and that's right there on Goodwin. Just down the street from Spice Traveler, just down the street.
I found that getting ready for the broadcast one Saturday when we were up there. It was so cold, and I was walking around just looking for a cup of coffee, and the wonderful aromas drove me there.
It is funny because sometimes it can be really cold, and there can be snow on the ground, and you can be standing there freezing. And then other times, for the Christmas tree lighting, you're in a light, long sleeve. It can vary. So if you're going up,
be prepared.
Check the weather.
Check the weather and throw an extra jacket just to be safe.
Well, I can remember when the kids were growing up, sometimes we wouldn't get our National Forest tree cutting permits in time. And so to kind of duplicate as best we could, we had a favorite Boy Scouts tree lot in Prescott. So we would drive to Prescott, pick the tree out of the Boy Scouts tree lot. It just seemed a little bit more authentic that way. And then we would make a loop around the square, because virtually every single store around that courthouse square is a locally owned operation. And you can't go to Prescott without stopping in the Phippen Art Museum right there at 89, just south of 89A.
And the Charlotte Hall Museum.
And the Charlotte Hall.
Great places to visit.
Which I still have never stopped there. It's one of those things that it's too obvious to stop. I don't know. It's like people that have lived in Arizona forever and never been to the Grand Canyon and visit Prescott 100 times, never stopped at the Charlotte Hall, but it's right there.
Well, she had quite the heart for preserving Arizona history. It's worth the stop.
Well, from Prescott, how about running down all the way down to southern Arizona to Tubac and I can never pronounce it. Tumacacori?
Tumacacori? I don't know.
I can say it in my head, and then when I try to tell my tongue how to say it, it never comes out.
While you're trying to get it all together, don't forget, on your way down, you can't have the holidays without pecans, and you've got Green Valley Pecan Company, the biggest pecan grove in the state. There's absolutely no reason that anybody in Arizona should be eating pecans that are grown outside of the state. Has a wonderful variety. You can get them chocolate covered. You can get them. I don't even know what some of these other ones are. I'm looking at.
Oh, they've got them caramelized, and you know.
You can. Let's see. Can I order online? Yes,
yes you
quick
can.
Order.
Yes, you can.
So you can order online or visit it in person. The Harvest Festival was just 2 weeks ago on the 14th.
You know, it's the largest irrigated pecan orchard in the world. 7,000 acres.
I knew Arizona. I didn't realize that was the world.
It's the largest irrigated pecan orchard
right.
in the world.
Which would make sense, because where pecans are kind of native, more in the south, you don't really need to irrigate.
And they started it in 1965 by abandoning the cotton fields and converting all the cotton fields into pecan fields, pecan orchards. So there's nothing
better. I didn't
know that either. There's nothing better than just a good, fresh pecan half.
So now that
unless you roast it in butter and lots of seasoning,
right? Then that's better.
So now that I've got my pecans and I'm going south to Tubac, I'm pulling into where? To Tumacaba. We'll
I'll have it on the other side of the break.
All right.